order. That being said, just right off the bat, we mentioned that agenda items 6 through 11, so all of the DeSalda property items, did not meet as originally anticipated before the town of Brighton in time for us to be able to take action on them tonight. So we assume that those will have gone before the town before we meet next time. So I would just entertain a motion that we table agenda items 6 through 11 to be taken up next month.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Supervisor Nudo moved that. Supervisor Maurer seconded it. We'll start with Youth and Governance. All in favor of tabling 6 through 11, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, Supervisors, all in favor of tabling 6 through 11, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. That passes. And I forgot to ask, but Andy, if you could just verify that we are in fact in compliance with open meetings laws and that we've been notified as needed.
Yes, thank you. So the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News for 2 weeks as a Class 2 notice on February 24th and March 1st.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, well then that leads us to agenda item number 12. Agenda item number 12, which is our comprehensive plan amendment. And this is a 20-year plan. We update it every 10 years based upon census information. And so that's really kind of what we see before us here tonight. This is the 2021 annual report. So Andy, I'll let you set this up and just explain to us anything that we as a committee should be aware of. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so this is something that we do every year. We meet, it's the MJAC committee, Multi-Jurisdictional Advisory Committee, and so this has been happening since 2010 when the comprehensive plan was originally adopted by the county. So all the communities meet, and then this document is one that assembles what each community did from a comprehensive plan standpoint. And then there is a section for if there's any amendments that would be needed to the plan. There were none this year. And then there is a section that goes through goals and objectives of the 9 different areas of the comprehensive plan, of which we update some, and there were a few that we updated. And it just gives a good conversation for the communities to share what's happening. The main thing that we ended up presenting at the meeting was the fact that we're looking to do the 10-year update for everyone. Even though it's 2022, we had to wait for the census data to get completed, and that's all in. It came in late because of the things with coronavirus. In any regards, all the communities have indicated that they will be looking at their comprehensive plan this year, and they'll then be adopting either what they have or modifications to their plan early 2023. The county is working on updating the county plan this summer and through next spring. And with that, we're looking to add a health chapter on how health can affect planning, or really how planning can affect health. And so that is, we're working with the health department on being able to create that chapter. A couple counties in the state have done this, and with just the issues that we have in Kenosha County with health, we thought that it was something that we should tackle. And so in any case, that we'll the communities involved with that. And I think with that was pretty much the update. So with this, it's just a report for everyone to know what happened, and because it's the comprehensive plan, it does need to be approved by this committee, and it does need to be approved by the county board.
Okay, great. Thank you, Andy. Committee members, any questions or discussion? Anything at all from the committee? Yeah, pretty straightforward. Supervisor Nudo? No. All right, and then in the electronic version of our agenda, you know, there are links there that you can click on to be able to access the PDF of these and comb through these in further detail if you'd like. Or I assume you probably already have looked at them before tonight's meeting. Okay, Then if there is no discussion, then I'll entertain a motion that we adopt this comprehensive plan amendment, and then we'll do a roll call vote on it.
Move to approve.
Okay, it's been moved by Supervisor Maurer, seconded by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any further discussion or questions? All right, hearing none, then we'll do a roll call vote, and we'll just go straight down the line. We'll start with Youth and Governance. Kenzie, aye or nay?
Aye.
Brooke?
Aye.
Nudo?
Aye.
Maurer?
Aye.
Gashke, aye. Rodriguez?
Aye.
And Beth?
Aye.
Okay, it passes unanimously. All right, so then this will go before the board as a whole, and then we'll be updated. Okay, so that leads us then to number 13, really one of our primary issues tonight. And Andy, if you would just read this into the record and then set us up with this.
Sure, thank you. So this is the request of Sherry Lynn Dietrich Trust, 2903 264th Avenue, Salem, Wisconsin, 5216895-76, owner. Sherry Lynn Dietrich, 2903-264-264th Avenue, Salem, Wisconsin, 5216895-76, agent, requesting a conditional use permit for an expansion to an existing public riding stable and indoor riding arena in the A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 304-220-223-0101 in the town of Brighton. And while I get the map up, we will need to have this removed from the gate.
Okay, great. Thanks for reading that. As Director Bueller mentioned, we do need to remove this from the table before we can take any action. So is there a motion along those lines to remove number 13 from the table? Moved by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor, Youth and Governance, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay. Supervisors, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Okay. So this is removed from the table officially, and we're able to take action and move forward with this tonight.
Okay, thank you. So with on the screen, you can see the map. You can see the property highlighted in yellow, just north of JB on 264th Avenue. 264th Avenue is a town road. And with this, we have the petitioner here. So if you can state your name and address, and then just kind of run through what the request is, what you're looking at doing, and how things went at the time.
Okay. I'm Lynn Dietrich, and I live at 2903 264th Avenue in Brighton. And I've been on that parcel for 35 years. And it's been a boarding business and a horse boarding business. And I have a lesson program and a summer camp program. And I'm 70. And I'd like to cut back on the number of horses that I have. But what I bring to the table is a huge value for children with the summer camp program and other programs that I offer. Women and just people that come to the barn and learn from horses. And it's a lot of personal development. And even during COVID, with the opportunity for people to be outside, I was busy. But the labor part of it with all the horses is immense. So I'm ready to cut back on that and then put more into education because I love what I do. I want to see the results of what I do. I took it to the town, and they had some questions about the manure. They had questions about because I got talked to Alex about sanitation, because I wanted the building that I have has a bathroom in it already, and I wanted to add another bathroom. And we're coming out 20 feet. There's a blueprint that you can look at on the packet that I handed. I have extra packets if you'd like. Anyway, they were concerned about the sanitation and, you know, the mound system. So I talked to Alex, and he said it was fine. I lived there with my 90-year-old mother, who spent 6 months in Florida. So it's just the two of us. And she's gone 6 months out of the year. So it's really, and I have had a porta potty since 1997 when I put up the arena. So the people in the barn do not use even the bathroom in the building that we're talking about doing the expansion with. So I called Pat's, and in the packet I have verification of the fact that I've had a porta potty and that it's been used for that. I think they have records on a computer back to 2004. But if you needed more records, we could go get them. And then I also, because there was a concern, my neighbor is afraid that it's going to be like a Walmart sensitive to it. He doesn't particularly like the activity, but he's also, I think he just wanted to be heard. So I made a little map and drew out and, you know, got the logistics for parking, you know, how much space you needed for parking lot, because I do have a parking lot. Right now it has some trailers in it, but you can still put a lot of cars in it. There will be less trailers. And I also have a shavings trailer that will also be gone because I won't need that much. I won't need, you know, a semi full of shavings. So there's like 21 spots that are available right on the property itself. And when I took all this information back, not only was the neighbor satisfied, but and I had a like a how people can be dropped off for camp, so that it makes it a lot more organized and less impactful on him. So he was very, very pleased. He even offered to bring his forklift over to help me move shavings in that come in bags when this happened. So it was very healing and very positive. And that's when they said, you know, this looks great. You know, I've been a good citizen. Not going to be in the neck.
Great. Thank
you.
So,
do you have any questions?
Committee? Yes, Supervisor Noodle.
Yeah. How many horses do you have there?
Right now I have 40.
40?
Mm-hmm.
And it must be, might be a stupid question or whatever. What do you do with the manure there?
That is a good question. That was a question that was a concern. I've had manure. When we first moved there, I spread it out back. But that, you know, you saturate the land and it's not a good idea. So I've had pickup for, I think I figured it's been 20 years. And Dave Larson, who is a citizen of Brighton, he took all the manure for many years and made it to, he called it Kenosha Gold and turned it into compost. He was selling it to landscapers for a long time and people that put it in their gardens and made great compost. He retired, so I've had several different companies come pick it up, and it's, you know, it's picked up approximately every week right now. You know, going down the road, we might be able to, and it's a big, one of those big dumpster boxes, so it's all contained and it's taken to, the guy that takes it now is, I think, on Horton Road, and he uses it for his fields and lets his cattle mess around. That is a good question.
Anything further, Supervisor Nuno?
It's okay.
Anything else from any other committee members? Supervisor Bath?
How many acres is this parcel of land?
12 point something. It's almost 13. And it's right next to Long.
Yeah, just to the north there.
Yeah.
Anything further, Supervisor Bath? Anything else from other committee members, youth and governance supervisors? All right, then for the record, I don't see anybody, but for the record, I need to ask, is there anybody here to speak in favor of this item? Is there anybody here to speak in favor?
I'll speak in favor.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea. We're really excited. I think what Lynn's doing is really going to serve the community and kind of laterally shifting from more of a boarding facility to offering more education, personal development, and growth, and really the build out and the renovation of the barn that's there is just to create a beautiful space to host people for those lessons and programming. So we think it's going to be great. We think it's going to eventually, you know, take some work off of her plate as far as having to board so many horses. So it'll be less manure, less things, less cars even, and just more getting people back to nature and feet on the ground and doing some really cool things with the horses. Of course, that's always going to be a component. But I'm really excited about it. I think it's really great. The town of Brighton seems to really have embraced it after we addressed all of their concerns as far as the parking and the sanitation and those things. So
great.
I'm all in favor.
And for the record, would you be able to just state your name and address, your connection with this?
Yeah. Sure. My name is Amber. I'll give my full name. My name is Amberlyn Farshahi, and I am 960 Private Road in Winnetka, Illinois. And my daughter has been at Lynn's barn for 7 years. So we are like child in our family that I'm just happy to be able to work with her and kind of give back to the community. And we spend our summers up here. We have a place in Bristol, so we're close by. It's just a really, really special place.
It's great. Can I have you spell your last name?
Oh, sure. I spell it in three-letter increments, so I know how. It's F as in Frank, A-R-A-S-H-A-H-I. And Amberlynn is one word, actually, A-M-B-E-R-L-Y-N-N-E.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Is there anybody else here to speak in favor of agenda item 13? All right, hearing none. Is there anybody here to speak in opposition? Anybody here to speak in opposition of number 13? All right, hearing none. Then, Andy, if you would, just let us know what the Town of Brighton's perspective on this is.
Sure, thank you. So the Town of Brighton met on this on February 14th, 2022. A motion was made to approve, and it was approved 3-0.
Okay, great, thank you. Committee members, any further discussion? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion that we adopt number 13.
Motion to approve.
I have a question.
Yes, Supervisor Rodriguez.
Just looking at the plans here, what the therapy group, is that like,
it's going to be, you know, a room where people can, an office, there could be a massage therapist, there could be, you know, it's multi-use, and they're small enough that there could be a table there.
So those going to be, rent those out?
They'll probably be part of a program that we're offering. There's my sister who works at the farm. She has a program called EGALA, which is equine-assisted psychotherapy and equine-assisted learning. And she works with a licensed therapist. And it's on the ground where they bring kids or adults or a business, a community can come in, like you guys. If you weren't getting along, that you could come to the farm and you would do an activity with the horses that where you have a chore to do with one of the horses and you're not riding them and it's not getting this chore done, like there's three horses in the arena and you have to get one of them over a jump, and that you think, oh, no big deal, we'll get a rope and put it around the horse's neck, and the rule is no tack, you can't talk, and you can't touch the horse. And it's like, what? So you spend 20 minutes to try to get this task done, and it's not getting the task done that is the debrief. It's what happened to you, what you were thinking, how you felt, if somebody was, you know, shaking their finger at you, or how you debrief. So those rooms can be used for debriefing, or, you know, just an office space for people to work in, or it could be somebody that came in that, you know, they were creating different programs. One of them will be a group VIP day where women come, they have a lesson, they have lunch, and then they may have a massage, but they might do an EGALA activity, they might do a trail ride. So there's all different types of programs that can be picked for people to come up and be a draw. So that's why we created two little rooms and then the big room, and then having that open concept where the kitchen is so you can sit around and have something. Sure.
All right, any further discussion or questions from the committee?
And so you've seen the conditions, correct? Yeah, and because then we'll have, once the committee votes, we'll have you sign these.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Okay, great. All right, so Supervisor Nudo, you wanted to make the motion for this, was that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's been a motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. Okay, all in favor, I'll start with Youth and Governance. Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Nay like a horse, right?
No pun intended.
Yeah, right. Supervisor.
Damn joke.
Yes, right. Yeah. Supervisors, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, nay? All right. This passes. All right. We wish you well. Supervisor Maurer and I were talking before the meeting, and she spoke highly of your program.
My daughter did a summer camp.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Years ago.
I have young children of my own, and I'll definitely be looking into the possibility of doing something in the future. So it
awesome.
Sounds great. We wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you.
As Director Bueller mentioned, if we could, before you leave, get your signature, just to verify that you're intending to cooperate with these conditional uses, that'd be great. And then, is there anything else that we need?
There isn't. You're all set. So, if you want to, you can come and sign right now.
And that, I'm assuming it's the same stuff that we
had. It is. Ben sent that out.
Okay, so that this was more of the or what the concerns were.
Okay. Yeah, they're all rolled into there.
Is it the ninth?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we dismissed?
Yeah, you are welcome.
Unless you want to stay. Yeah.
All the other exciting things that we have planned.
Oh, like very nice people, but the Bulls game is on. So I got plans.
All right, enjoy the game.
Thank you. And summer camp is filling up, so
okay.
No, get
okay.
out, man.
Our daughter is 5. I don't know if that might be too young or
it
no.
It depends okay. if they're independent and they go to daycare and they're
okay.
used to. Being,
oh, she's very independent.
Because it's a very comprehensive program, so there's a lot of one-on-one. They don't, they're, you know, if a child is distracted, that's okay. Because they have an advocate with them, so yeah, it's fine. So you can come out and take a peek at it.
Oh,
too old.
We're going to thank you up.
I will. I check
my
out
son was a very mature 4.5-year-old.
Okay.
And he did well. I begged her. I said, please take him. She said, fine. And he was fine.
And here we are today.
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right. So, committee, then the last thing we need to do tonight is remove numbers 14 through 17 from the table. These are the burn properties that have been on the table for several months. So our plan is to remove them from the table, and then the Byrne family has withdrawn their application. They no longer plan to move forward with this proposed development. So we'll remove it from the table, take action on it by accepting their withdrawal, and then those items will be off the table and taken care of. So do we have a motion to remove 14 through 17?
So.
Moved by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Nudo. All in favor, Youth and Governance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. All right. Supervisors, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay. So the burn items 14 through 17 are off the table. And then I would entertain a motion that we accept their withdrawal of their application. Andy, is there anything that you wanted to share before we take a vote on this, or that's all we need to do is
We did receive an email from them requesting their withdrawal, and we're honoring that.
Okay, great. So is there a motion that we accept the withdrawal of 14 through 17?
Does that need a motion? Or does
we do?
I'll make a motion.
All right, the motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, made by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor, starting with Youth and Governance, this is simply that we accept the withdrawal of the burn application. Please say aye, Youth and Governance. Any opposed, nay. All right, supervisors, please say aye. If you're in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay. So then the burn items are off the table, and we've taken action on those. Okay, that leads us then to the approval of our minutes. Okay, the motion has been made for the February 9th minutes by Supervisor Rodriguez. Is there a second?
Second.
So seconded by Supervisor Maurer. Any discussion or corrections or updates that need to be made? Anything at all? Hearing none, and all in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. That leads us to 19, citizens' comments, and we're speaking to an empty room. Is there anybody that would like to speak tonight? Anybody that would like to speak for citizens' comments? Anybody at all? All right, hearing none, citizens' comments are closed. And that leads us to any other business as allowed by law. You typically have some updates for us.
Yes, so in April, I believe everyone will be their last meeting here. And so we have the six items that were tabled today, and then we have six additional items through three different applicants. So there's really 12 items with four applicants that are involved.
Okay, great. And yes, Supervisor Nito?
Before we adjourn, I just want to make a comment if I can. This might be the last meeting that this committee is having altogether. I just want to say it was a pleasure to spend the last 2 years, or at least part of it, besides the times we could not get together for the COVID together. It was a pleasure working with all of you. And I know two of them are going to leave us, so good luck. And the rest of us, we might end up in the same committee again, but if not, we'll be seeing each other. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Supervisor Nito. Actually, I was going to say something along the right. I was actually going to say that I believe that this committee, as stands, even including Supervisor Maurer and Beth, will still meet one more time before the swearing in of the new supervisors, whatever the results of the election are. That being said, we recognize that everybody may not be
may
here
not show
and,
up,
and we are all here tonight.
Right. So that's why I wanted tonight. To say
yes.
Tonight.
Yes. So along those lines, I was going to say a very similar. And thank you, Supervisor Nito. Since we are all here tonight, I'd like to thank each of you for serving in the past 2 years on this committee. Special recognition to Supervisor Maurer and Supervisor Beth, who will not be with us on the board after the elections. Again, it's been a joy serving with each of you, and I do hope that each of you are able to be at next month's meeting, but just wanted to say that tonight while we're all here together. All right, any other business as allowed by law? Any other business? All right, hearing none, then is there a motion to adjourn? All right, motion to adjourn by Supervisor Rodriguez, seconded by Supervisor Maurer. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, aye. Nay. All right, we are adjourned. Thank you. Good night. So let's see. What the